The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, it's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches in Ecclesiastes 3 there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I don't know. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here's a good one to open the show up with. What are we lacking that we know we need more of? Now, wait. What are we lacking that we know we need more of? When I was a younger lad, I had asked the Lord, I feel like I don't have everything I need. I feel like I'm lacking something. I had a dream that night. I was at a Hobo Joe's, opened up the menu, and it said, today's special, right on the menu, just what you need, Dave, and just what you're lacking in. And then I opened the little flap, and it said, you need more faith. That's how the Lord spoke to me when I was a young Christian. Isn't that cool stuff? Bottom line is, the Lord knows what you're short in supply in. Do you know what you're short in supply in? Ooh, do you need more faith to believe for the impossible to become possible? Interesting question. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, any of those, an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out to us and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now just remember, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, that's like talking to a person that you can completely rely and count on.
Aww. Aww, that's nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. I'm sure you guys missed me yesterday.
How was your longer weekend?
It was a longer weekend. No, it was really great. I'm going to give an update on the family and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. And then later on, we're going to do, obviously, in the next 60 minutes, Jake's Take.
Yep.
Which there will be some weeping, I understand, and some maybe not so much weeping. We'll get to that later on, but we will get there, won't we, Jake?
Yes, we will. Okay. It was not pretty, at least for one thing.
There would be the right word, the right phrase, not pretty.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be the phrase. All right, but we do want people to know, if you want to reach out to us, you can call us at that number, 972-445-0770. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at, so the A thing with the squirrely circle around it, He Must Increase from John330.org, because we're a nonprofit corporation, david@hemustincrease.org. So you can reach out to us by phone, by text, or you can send us an email. You can scream really loud, but it's not likely that you will be heard, but you can always try. Doesn't mean you can't give it an effort. I want to make sure everybody understands a couple things, and I'll give you an update. We have a Michael Youssef book to give away today. His book is entitled How to Read the Bible as If Your Life Depended on It. Did you get that? How to Read Your Bible as If Your Life Depended on It. And you know what? I can tell you one thing right now. Your life does depend on it in the context that you need to know what God has to say. Get that? Do you get that? You need to know what God has to say. And so, Michael Youssef, we got this book for you. So the way do you got to do it for the book? Let me just make sure we're on the same page. I don't want anybody to get any weirdness on me. This is just keeping it really simple. The way that you've got to get the book is you have to call in. Now, the reason that you have to call in is super, super simple. You want to know what the reason is? Because Jacob has to get your address. And I can't write down your address while I'm doing the show. So if you have a desire to have a free Michael Youssef book shipped off to you, you've got to reach out to us at our phone number. That's the 972-445-0770 number. 972-445-0770. Quick family update on my extended weekend. Family came in Thursday night. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I will say, I know people were praying for Noelle and I. Now, I know you are praying for us, and some of you even prayed this. I hope it's one of their best family visits they've ever had, and it was. We had a wonderful time together. Some family came in that we didn't know that they were coming in, so that was even more interesting. And so it was great. Everybody was able to get together, see each other. Everybody, you know, got along. There was great, wonderful food. I mean, just way too much. And we won't be talking about the diet for a couple days just because I really don't want to feel any worse than I do about all the food that I ate. So we'll deal with that later. Okay, awesome. All right, so I just want to let you know and thank you, everybody, for praying for me. I really do greatly appreciate that. But now we have to do something very important. We have to get into the Word of God, because you can tell me all the stuff you want to tell me. We've got to be in the Word of God. We have to have the breath, the will, the power, the anointing, the understanding, the insight from God sweep over us. Let us then enter into Matthew chapter 16, and we're picking it up from verse 15, okay? So verse 15 out of Matthew 16, and it says the following. Later... Actually, that's wrong. It's verse 5. Why did I think it was verse 15? It's Matthew 16, verse 5. Good thing I never make a mistake on this show. Verse 5 says this. Later, after they crossed to the other side of the lake, the disciples discovered that they had forgotten to bring any food. Verse 6. Watch out, Jesus warned them. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So there's, it's not a very complex situation. What happened? The disciples are like, oops, we forgot to pack a picnic lunch, a picnic dinner. Whoops. Then Jesus says, right at the same time they're figuring that out, watch out, Jesus warned them, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Verse 7, they decided he was saying this because they hadn't brought any bread. Okay, stop right there. First, as they're crossing the lake, going on the other side, the disciples realize they forgot to bring the food. This would be a startling revelation for anybody traveling. Have you ever traveled? You got in the car, you're driving, and you go, we didn't get any water. We didn't get any of this. We don't have any of our stuff. It's like, oops. Okay, simultaneously, Jesus warned them to watch out, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So this happens concurrently. But these two things don't happen for the same reason, other than God is going to bring this together for a teaching. The disciples, in their wisdom, assumed that Jesus' warning was because they hadn't brought bread. So I want you to catch this, because as I read it, I want you to think if you've ever done this in the Lord. Okay? I want you to be honest. It's better to be honest and forthright. Later, as they crossed to the other side of the lake, the disciples discovered they had forgotten to bring any food. Verse 6, watch out, Jesus warned them. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Verse 7, they decided he was saying this because they hadn't brought any bread. Jesus knew their thinking and said, you have so little faith. Let's stop right there. You see, the disciples heard something Jesus said. Jesus said, you got to watch out. You got to beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they thought he was talking about the fact that they didn't bring any bread. They thought Jesus was referring to their oversight, while in fact he was cautioning them about spiritual nourishment being offered by others. And his first words were, watch out. I would say that even for this show. If you listen to this show and you don't draw closer to the Lord or get something out of it, don't listen. If you listen to the show and you get one step closer, then it's worth it. But you've got to be careful, and I've got to be careful about the spiritual nourishment that is offered by others that we take in. I get multitudes of people telling me, listen to this, go to this, try this, do this. It happens all the time. I do my best to try and check everything out, but I'm also highly aware not everything is great. That's just the truth of the matter. So Jesus makes this reference. So here's the big thing in this text to me. The disciples hear what Jesus had to say, and they decided what he was talking about. Now, I'm sure that as a Christian, I'm one of the only people on the planet to get something from the Lord and then to tell the Lord what it must all mean and how it all applies and how I'm all supposed to use it. I'm sure I'm one of the few people that do that. Or maybe not. Maybe there's a whole bunch of us where the Lord speaks to us, says something, communicates, and then we decide what the application is, even without knowing. Because after all, we're in charge, right? You're the master of your, the captain of your destiny. Like we said, until a piano falls on your head. Here's the big thing that takes place. They decided this. Jesus is saying this because they hadn't brought enough food. Jesus, verse 8, knew what they were thinking. So he said, why have you so little faith? Why are you worried about having no food? So Jesus admonishes his disciples, you have so little faith. Why are you so concerned about having no food? Why don't you understand? Jesus is chastising his disciples. He's rebuking them. It's a mild rebuke. So then I sit there and I look at this and I think, let's see. Little faith, worried, and not understanding what's being taught. These are the three things we pick out of that. They had little faith, Jesus said. Right? Then Jesus said, why are you worried? And so then it's like, why don't you understand what I'm teaching you? I'm thinking it's a good thing that none of us Bible-believing, born-again Christians ever go through the same experience as the disciples. Let's see, little faith, then worried, then don't understand what's being taught. It's a good thing that the disciples were the only one that went through that. You like that? Yeah, that's funny. You want to know what's funny? Because we go through that, and we tend to operate with little faith, which then creates worry. We just talked last week about the armor and having the shield of faith, and it's like we operate with little faith. When you don't operate with faith, worry becomes a dart or an arrow that attacks you. And it might not stop the righteousness of Jesus Christ being on you, but it'll still hurt you. And we need to think about that. We need to be wiser
and how we do these things, right? Yeah, I read this stuff and I think, if I was there, I'd have done everything the disciples did. I wouldn't have done any better. I mean, I just don't think I would have done any better. Anyway, all right, so here's what we're going to do. We take a deep breath because the next portions are really lights out fantastic. We're going to go into our trivia question. After the trivia question, I'm going to send you up to the website, so just be aware of that. Don't forget, if you want the book by Michael Youssef and you answer the trivia question, just tell Jacob, and he will get your address. That's what he's got to do is write down your address, and at the end of the week, we'll send you a book. But here's the trivia question. What was the sign of the covenant between God and Noah? Was it the ark, the waters, or the rainbow? Genesis chapter 9, verse 13. What was the sign of the covenant between God and Noah? Was it the ark, was it the waters, or was it the rainbow? Your reference again, Genesis 9:13, if you want to reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website real quickly, and I want to remind you about a couple of things. Number one, there is an opportunity on the website for you to write in there a praise report or a prayer request. Either of those, you have that opportunity to function with. And we will be glad to pray for you. Or if you want to share a praise report, but you don't want to read it, just say, please read it for me. It's just real simple stuff. Additionally, as you know, there's tons of stuff up there, plus access to the YouTube channel we have on He Must Increase Ministry, which have some challenging elements in them. Just going to say it that way. Beyond all that stuff, there's a place to give. That's the big red donate button, because that's how we exist. Our scripture for today, 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. If you're able to do so, great. If not, pray for us, and we're praying for you. So that way we're all praying for one another. Check all this stuff out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I just have to tell you, that statement might have been used 400 times over the weekend. I just want to say that real quickly.
I'm ready to hear the story how your weekend went.
Well, went well. I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to give a few bits and pieces, and then, but it was really fantastic. Everybody did get along. That was nice. A lot of good food. That's always nice, right? And then, then we had to interject football in the middle of some of that, and then there were a few other funny things, and we'll kind of lean into that. But here's your trivia question. Let's see if you can get it right. What was the sign of the covenant between God and Noah? Was it the ark, the waters, or the rainbow? Your reference is in Genesis 9:13. You just got to call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Additionally, if you want the Michael Youssef book, you got to reach out to us, because that's got to come by phone call, okay? Can't make that any clearer. It's a free book on how to read the Bible as if your life depended on it, because your life does depend on it. In so many ways. It's amazing. Okay? All right. We do have somebody that's calling in. We will have them have an opportunity to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, it's your brother Rodney.
Hey, brother Rodney. How are ya?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. We did have a nice weekend, and I'm back in the saddle again, so to speak. So I like that.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll set it up for you, and you hit it out for me, okay?
All right.
Here we go. What was the sign of the covenant between God and Noah? Was it the ark, was it waters, or was it the rainbow?
It's the original purpose of the rainbow.
That is correct, Amanda, sir!
That's right.
You are right. That is the rainbow. I just remember when we were younger, like younger family and my daughter, and she was going to Christian school, and I was like, okay, what's the purpose of the rainbow? And then she said, to show pretty colors? I thought, uh-oh.
I like, can I make a comment on something about, I know it's early, about the football game with Dallas, but I just want to make a quick comment. You know they had everybody dress out in white and wave a white handkerchief or a towel or something?
Yeah. You mean at the stadium?
When they did that, you know, that's a symbol of surrender, and I think that's what happened.
Bazinga! Nice job. Nice job. That is hilarious, my friend. You get the props on that one. That's going to be one of the best of the week, no matter what happens.
All right. Well, it's good talking to you, and be blessed, brother. I appreciate listening to you.
All right. God bless you, bro.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. Okay. You can't. I'm sorry. Come on. That's funny.
That was a great one.
That was a great one. All right. All right. Let's move it on. We're moving it on back to the next rest portion of this text list. This part, this doesn't make it. So I want you to understand. When I'm teaching stuff like this, I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty. I'm preaching to me and teaching to me as much as I am anybody else. I am just like this. So, you know, in fact, I think it's one of the ways the Lord helps us identify with the 12 disciples, because you go through this and you think, man, I can totally understand me just thinking, having little faith, worrying, and not getting what God is doing, and then just like scratching my head and going, uh-oh. So now, right after that, here's what Jesus says. He says, why are you worried about having no food? Won't you ever understand? Here it is. Here's what he says. Don't you remember the 5,000 I fed with 5 loaves and the baskets of food that were left over? Don't you remember the 4,000 I fed with the 7 loaves and with baskets of food left over? Can I just stop there? Because it's so important that we just stop. Jesus goes, don't you remember the 5,000? Don't you remember the 4,000? Wasn't there leftover food? How can you think this is about physical food? How can you forget what I've already done? That, my friends, is the key. Twice Jesus goes, don't you remember? Don't you remember? But that's the thing. The thing is, like the children of Israel, many Christians, many Bible-believing, born-again Christians, know that God has done phenomenal work in our lives, but we get to the next trial, the next task, and we're waiting as though he has not done this before. Well, let's see. The dead rose. So anything on the financial realm, probably not going to be as dramatic as that, correct? And he's answered your prayers, and he's helped you 1,000 times, and he's taken a moment and brought in a miracle when you never thought that was possible, you never saw it coming, you never understood it, and all the Lord is asking is this, don't you remember? I mean, don't you remember what I did for you? Don't you remember how I got you through that? Don't you remember that trial you were in, you know, 6 days ago, 6 weeks ago, 6 years ago, 60 years ago, and you said, oh, just get me through this and I'll never doubt you again? And then the Lord gets you through it and you're like going, no, I need help. It's just like, that's what he's saying. Don't you remember this? And so he said, don't you remember the 4,000? Don't you remember the 5,000? How could you even think I was talking about food? So again, I say, so Jesus reiterates the teaching, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So Jesus repeats it, and yes, he has to repeat lessons for you and me. Oh, sure he does. That's why there's 4 Gospels, okay? Why? Because we read it and go, I mean, that's why there's 4. But verse 12 is a big key in this. Then at last they understood that he wasn't speaking about yeast or about bread, but about the false teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Yeast is used in Jesus' teaching as a symbolic connections to teaching. And so Jesus is like, okay, I'm talking on a spiritual level here, and all you're doing is functioning on this flesh level here, and this is not helping. You've got to move past flesh needs all the time. There's more things going on than just the flesh being fed. Sometimes, I want to make sure I get this straight, the disciples understood Jesus wasn't talking about actual bread, but about the false teachings of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Sometimes it takes a rebuke from God for us to grasp the point. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. He can not bother to teach us at all. That would be bad. So if the Lord rebukes you and corrects you and teaches you and chastises you and redirects you, it's a good thing. It's an encouragement, not a discouragement. All right, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Dallas, or if you're in Detroit, you can hang out with us by going to hemustincrease.org and clicking on the Listen Live button. If you're in Dallas on KAAM, just hang out, take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is
la, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas, I like the season, and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be, celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome, it's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree. And I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.